Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On the Wednesday, September 1st. How about them apples, boys and girls? There's September, October, November, December. 4 months left in the year 2021. This is the DJV program. Pronouncing your life and your liberties in fine shape. At least for the moment, anyway. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay Kirshner. But I will tell you, I am seriously, honestly concerned, more than just in a casual way, as to the future of this program and most every other thing that you listen to on the radio. This is a call to arms, and my tone is meant to alarm you. The reason? The federal government, under the guise of the Federal Communication Commission, is relaxing ownership rules and the limits of what one radio group can own and who can own the radio groups. So that means that radio programs like this that are independent and feel and sound and are, in fact, a voice of reason and freedom could be eliminated in months, years, short amount of time, because the federal government is going to allow an increase in foreign ownership. That is, people from China, people from Ethiopia, anywhere, are going to be allowed to buy ownership in radio stations, radio programming, marketing of radio stations. So that means that American interests could very easily, and the only reason they're doing this is because the big owners want to cash out. So that means that what you listen to, what you like, whether it's the music you listen to, podcasts, because they're all controlled by the big companies for the most part. There are some that are successful that have ownership that's sort of private, but they all are dependent on distribution from the big companies. So foreign ownership, what would that do to our programming? There are foreign owners who are already interested in controlling interest, and there are very few Americans who are seemingly as interested, ready to step up to the plate, because radio is a fringe, at least at the moment. It is not a hugely profitable business as it used to be before the government in 1996 screwed it up with the Telecommunications Act that allowed ownership to be concentrated in the hands of a few. Thus, we have three companies that control most of the good assets in major markets. Not all of them, but most of them. And these companies are run now by bean counters and investors who want, like everybody else who has a big company, they want to cash out. And so the interest that you have, the interest that I have, the interest that the people who are generally supportive in their listening habits to what they hear right now could very easily be listening to programming that's controlled by the Chinese, by the Russians, by the French, by the Canadians, by the Mexicans, by whoever has money that wants to buy out the interests of radio station owners and programming owners. And that is a fact. You can check it any way. You go to the FCC, you can Google it, you can see for yourself what is going on in the name of profit. American listenership, American program, just everything that I've worked on for 55 years, up in smoke with this reality. What can I do about it? I can only tell you about it. Then you can do something about it by contacting your congressmen and your senators. If you sit around and do nothing, and in a few years you start listening to programs, I mean, you can hear it now, the Asian influence, the whatever influence that you want. There are all kinds of influences that have come to pass. The Hispanic influence, you can go across the dial in any major city and listen to foreign language broadcasts on American-owned licenses. Just think what would happen if the Americans don't own the license to the programming. And that's what you should be thinking about with regard to this relaxed ownership limit that the FCC is considering. And where they get the ability to do that, does the guy who sits in the White House say, yep, you can do that, or is somebody in the Senate or the House saying, yep, that's okay, we'll go along with you. And that's the only way you're going to have any influence on this. Make a lot of noise. I don't know that people will, because everybody's so complacent, or they're doing this, is in my conspiratorial mind, they're doing this now because people are so distracted by COVID and other things that in the life and times of our country. Can you imagine radio and television not controlled by American interests that we're watching? Think about that. Some of the cable interests are not controlled by American interests now. Is this in the best interests of you, your family, your life, and your liberty? I ask you to think about that and then to respond to, again, the appropriate body. Send notes to the FCC. Again, this program isn't going to be the bellwether of change, but certainly there are people listening that will want to do something about it. Don't write to me. Send your comments to the FCC and to your congressman and your senator and to the White House. That's the only way you're going to influence this. And again, there are only a handful of foreign owners who are interested in controlling interest. And I don't have to go through you. I don't have to go through the list very long before you figure out who it is. So that has taken the breath out of me, knowing that that's going on. I don't even understand how Americans can think this way. Do you, ladies? How has it even gotten to this point? Unless we've just become a bunch of sellouts. Is that it?
I don't know. I just don't know how we think having other countries control our media is a great idea. I mean, already you've heard stories about big media companies getting buy-in from other governments, particularly the Chinese and the influence.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's exasperating because it's not a good road to go down. And I don't think that this is even a political issue. Our country should control the messaging that we have. Our country.
You think Americans could control Chinese radio? Chinese media?
No way.
You think we could control the media in any other? Can we control Canadian media?
No.
Can we control Mexican media?
Nope. Well, no. You can buy. It's different though. You can buy property. You can buy. You can buy a radio station in Canada. You can buy a radio station in Mexico.
No, you can't. The Canadian government will not allow you to buy a radio station. You can buy the land that it sits on.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's not like you're buying all of Canada or all of Mexico or all of China.
What do you think is the outcome of this, Victoria?
I haven't read this, and I'm Googling this, and this is nowhere anywhere in the news, so I'm not really sure where this is coming from. This is up for a proposal by September 20th. I think it has until public comments are closed, so I'm not really sure why this is news today.
Until September 20th, it's only 3 weeks. So that's why it's up today. You have 3 weeks to comment.
I don't have the actual proposal in front of me, so I don't know what the details of it are. So I really can't comment because I'm not prepared for it. I don't know. I haven't read it.
It's not about it's about gut for me anyway. It's about gut. It's my gut instinct, and nothing about this. Nothing about who's running the country today really makes me feel good that we're headed in the right direction, no matter what party.
Is this going to remove the 25% cap of foreign ownership?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the new proposal? There's no cap.
There's no cap.
Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I can't believe we even have a 25% cap.
I can't either, frankly. I don't know. That just came in under the wire and under
the... Well, because we because a lot of companies are publicly traded companies with foreign investors, so you have to allow for some of that.
No, you don't.
Else,
why?
Okay, whatever. Okay.
No, why do you have to allow for it? You can make
because
rules.
Because it's a publicly traded company.
I understand that.
Right.
But there are rules. There are some publicly traded companies that don't allow foreign investments.
Well, then tell the media companies to stop being greedy then, right? I mean, that's really what it is then.
That's what I'm saying.
Think about it this way. I mean, think about what's already happening in Hollywood, and as goes Hollywood now, we'll grow the communications business. I mean, think about the death camps in China being virtually erased in Mulan because they want to protect their image. So that's already happening in Hollywood because of the influence of the Chinese government. So the same thing is going to happen. Are we not going to be able to talk about certain stories? Or, you know, this is the problem when you have outside influences take over the media. People even who have political interests who take over the media, the truth goes away. We're already seeing it happen. It can only get worse with now outside influences controlling it.
There are plenty of radio groups that exist today, plenty of radio stations, plenty of owners who have, I've have had it happen to me. When I've been on a station and ownership has heard me say something that they didn't like, they take me off the station. That's a form of censorship. They own the station. They should be able to do what they want. So if some Chinese company owns the station and I say something they don't like about China, whoosh, done, finished, gone. So that's the way that you understand or you interpret this sort of thing that I'm talking about here in a way that is far more important. That at this point, we're done in Afghanistan, right? Is it still important? It is to the people who have been there, and it ought to be...
To the people who are still there.
Yeah, right, to the people who are still there. As far as COVID is concerned, it's very important to people who have had folks that have gone through COVID and have suffered with it, and families that have lost loved ones, and people who aren't getting vaccines. That's something that is very important as well, more important than Afghanistan as far as I'm concerned. But for me, and what I believe, what is my livelihood and what I believe is sort of a security blanket, that we have the ability to talk about stuff. In some circumstances, though, we haven't and we don't. But this is far beyond that bracket of understanding. 18 after the hour. Running your own business requires a lot of running around, from bookkeeping to client meetings. You run it all. By the time you need to hire, you've run out of energy. Luckily, with Indeed Instant Match, you immediately receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description the moment you sponsor a job. According to TalentNest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. Hiring can finally run smoothly with Indeed. Learn more. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts. Better prices. Every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year. I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour on the DJB program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirstner is going to bring us up today with a lot of the trending things that you can find all over social media and the news media as well, including yet another reference to someone who has been close to Britney Spears. We'll find out who's getting speared in a manner of speaking right after this. Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code to check out and have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. Have them for dinner. All right, so let's get to it, Jay. What's going on in Britney Spears' life that's worth our attention?
Well, not so much Britney, but her ex-husband, Jason Alexander, the famous 55-hour marriage back in 2004.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, that
was like, to be fair, her ex that she was married to for like 3 days.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, like barely even 3 days.
Was she like drunk? Was that or what was the?
Well, her father apparently her parents forced her to annul the marriage. So it was.
Why did they get married? Was she interested in staying with this guy?
Well, according to him, he had said in a Toxic, the Britney Spears Story, a podcast, that he was kind of duped into signing the annulment papers. They were told, Britney and Jason Alexander were told that if they signed the annulment papers, they would be able to continue their relationship, and if they felt the same way, they still wanted to get married 6 months later, they would be given a proper wedding.
Who created these papers? Who created the annulment papers? The father?
Probably.
Yeah.
Seems like he was in control long before.
So it's going, I was going to say, this goes back, the Britney problem with her father sounds like it goes back a lot further than just the last few years.
It does. Well, even like when Britney first started out, she was even saying how her dad and especially her brother were always monitoring her weight, that her brother would grab her like love handle or lack thereof and would be like, you're gaining weight.
So good gross.
God. Yeah, it seems like there was a lot of this stuff going on before the conservatorship.
So,
but anyway,
yeah, so she wanted to run off and marry someone in Vegas, and so
get the heck out.
That's what people do when they want to rebel against their, you know, oppression. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But this guy's a loser, though.
Well, he is. He's had so many different issues. He has some arrests that are still kind of, like, open from DUIs and everything. But the latest is actually happened right here in the Nashville airport. He tried to jump the line and entered a one of those areas that a quote-unquote non-secure area of TSA. So he was arrested. It's just one of those stupid things.
He didn't
what does he do? What is
he? Was one of those yahoos on the January 6th insurrection. He was down there filming himself.
Really?
He's just... Uh-huh.
He was down there, but I don't think he actually went in.
No. He wasn't in. He was just at the rally.
He didn't go inside. He was outside, but he was
part of
that.
What does he do for a living? How does he exist?
Well, that's a good question.
That's a really good question.
He probably has a normal job, maybe. I don't know.
A normal job? Truck driver?
One that wouldn't get you a lot of attention, maybe.
No, okay. Well,
poor Brittany. Oh.
Yeah, but how much of this, I guess there's karma, how much of this, I think once in a while, you know, whether she brought it on herself, or I don't know that she did, but it's just, like, how much bad luck can you have under the circumstances? What sort of, I'd like to see her chart astrologically. I have a good astrologer look at her chart and figure out what in the world is she's brought in. Her life.
Isn't she a Sagittarius, I think?
December 2nd, and I know that just because it's my sister's birthday, too.
28 past the hour.
This report is sponsored by IBM. IBM announced that its 21st Century Apprenticeship Program has earned official recognition from the American Council on Education, ACE, which for the first time will allow IBM apprentices to translate their 12 months of on-the-job training for up to 45 credits, or roughly 3 semesters of college coursework from participating academic institutions. To date, IBM has trained nearly 1,000 apprentices across 17 states and 30 cities through its Earn While You Learn model. Their learning spans 25 apprenticeship career tracks, and the company also has made expanded access to apprenticeship a hallmark of its public policy advocacy. Kelly Jordan, Director of Skills, Career, and Performance at IBM.
This offers a unique opportunity for apprentices to fast-track their progression towards an associate's or bachelor's degree in pursuit of their career goals. This validation by ACE reaffirms the impact of IBM's apprenticeship model and its ability to provide in-demand skills that lead to some of technology's fastest-growing careers without taking on student debt or taking time away from the workplace.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automated tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Lexus drivers now have a new assistance service available to them in the moments following a collision. Collision assistance, just-in-time support service, is now available to drivers within the Lexus mobile app. The feature within the Lexus app offers guided instructions to help drivers navigate a post-collision repair process. Toyota North America work with CCC Intelligent Solutions, Inc. to develop collision assistance. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An MH-60S helicopter from the USS Abraham Lincoln crashed into the sea while conducting routine flight operations about 60 nautical miles off the coast of San Diego, California, Tuesday afternoon. One person was rescued and 5 others were missing. Multiple Coast Guard and Navy planes and boats were conducting the search and rescue operation. The Caldor Fire in Northern California continued to intensify overnight and is threatening nearly 34,000 structures as it headed towards South Lake Tahoe. All residents of South Lake Tahoe and some Nevada towns have been ordered to evacuate. Winds and very dry conditions are predicted for Wednesday. As Hurricane Ida, now a remnant low, winds down over the eastern United States, central Pennsylvania, all the way through parts of southern New England and southern Connecticut, be prepared for very heavy rain and some flash flooding. There's a chance of severe weather, including tornadoes, around the Baltimore, D.C. area Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden tells the American people Tuesday the Afghanistan withdrawal was a success.
I was not going to extend this forever war, and I was not extending a forever exit. The decision to end the military lift operations at Kabul Airport was based on the unanimous recommendation of my civilian and military advisors. We and our partners have airlifted 100,000 of them. No country in history has done more to airlift out the residents of another country than we have done.
Former President Trump tells One America News his views on the withdrawal.
Took out the military, lost total control. We had total control. In fact, in his speech, I'm sure they were thrilled when he said it, but he made a mistake probably. But it was true. Not one soldier was killed for 18 months under me. Because they understood that if they killed any of the American soldiers, any American, period, anybody gets killed, we go after them like I did many times. And I dealt with Abdul, who is now the leader. Officially, he was a leader then, too. So at least I was dealing with the right guy. And I told him, you will be met as hard or harder than any country has ever been met with force before. And I said, do you understand that? And he did understand that. And I said, and it will start with your house. That's where it's starting.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now, like clockwork. Click, 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 tick, 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 tick. We are on the air everywhere. DJV program. Doug and Jennifer and Victoria and Jay here with the issues of the day. The ladies are talking a lot about astrological realities. You can check out yours by listening to our podcast, all original content. We tell you what the week is going to be about in terms of astrological forecasts, and then help from psychic scout Mary O'Malley every week talking about soulmates in the current podcast at Zodiac Magic. You feel like you've found yours? Do you know even what a soulmate is? It's Zodiac Magic at your service, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts. The element of...
Can we start with some good news?
Yeah.
I just was taken with this story. Can I commandeer for a second?
Please, yes, sure.
It's not the biggest story of the day, but it's going to be one that's going to maybe be a feel-good. So this story came out on August 3rd, and I just heard about it. It's just making its way around. But a guy named Robert Crampton, he's 65 years old. Years ago, when he was a little boy, he wrote a letter to Santa, 60 years ago, okay?
Yeah.
And he asked for a sheriff's badge and a cap gun for Christmas. And apparently they found that letter stuck in the chimney of his childhood home. How about that? I guess in the letter he asked
Santa?
For a cowboy suit
lost it when he went up the chimney?
Fell out. Little boy had asked for a cowboy suit and guns and a hat and everything. And he said, that would be enough for me for Christmas. It was signed by Robert. It included a note that said, see you tomorrow night. And it was discovered by Cheryl Thorne from Sweep's Chimney Service back on July 20th this summer. And she added that it was wonderful to find a letter still intact despite being hidden away in the chimney for almost 60 years. How about that? Isn't that kind of cute?
That is
so
cute.
Was it going up or down the chimney? That's where
I don't know. It's pretty magical, though. And on the paper, they show a copy of the note, and it's obviously a little sooty. There's a few little holes burned in it, but it is still mostly intact. And on the top, it says urgent in all caps and underlined. Dear Santa.
Yeah. That's cool. Here's another
good
one.
Sorry for commandeering.
No,
there's so much junk going on. Let's talk about Santa. Darn it.
All right. So how about this? The role
she's
of
she's sipping pumpkin spice, by the way.
I know.
September 1st, so that's why. She's ready for
feeling nostalgic. Ready for the Hallmark movies. Where are they?
The fact that some companies are starting to play a role in chipping away at mounting student debt. I thought it was kind of interesting because we all know how this problem exists for a lot of students, families, people who got sucked into thinking that you need to go to college, and then when you get out of college, 20% of them don't have jobs, and they don't really have they have no tools, really. They have to keep going to school. So student debt's a big problem. And so there have been a number of proposals floated around, including the federal government. I think there has been. Didn't veterans or something, didn't Biden just a week or so ago eliminate through your tax dollars like $300 million worth of student debt on certain people? I remember. I know there's some.
Disabled people. I didn't hear about veterans, but I'm not sure.
I think constantly throw different ideas around. I don't think that one has been approved, though.
No, okay. All right, so anyway, there are some businesses that are seizing an opening that benefits them. This would lure workers in, and also a tax break for the companies. No matter what happens, this is a good deal, it would seem to me. A provision that's tucked into the relief package offers a tax incentive for businesses that contribute to employee student debt payments. It's been extended through the year 2025. This is how it works. Companies can put up to $5,200 toward each employee's student debt annually on a tax-free basis. Employees don't pay taxes on it either. Tuition assistance up to that amount was tax-exempt before the passage of the federal relief package. Many of the most vulnerable borrowers, including those who lost their jobs, won't get help from their employers, says a lady that runs a think tank. So who does then? How is it decided who benefits? That's who put this. You always wonder when you see these bills, who is behind the scenes? The congressmen don't craft these bills. The White House, who is behind the scenes writing the language?
What was so stunning to me, and this has checked out, is that when every new congressman gets elected into Washington, remember they go in and they go, gosh, gung ho, I'm going to go in and change things. But they have to be matched with a staff member. And this isn't a decision of Biden or Trump or anybody who's been sitting in the White House. It's just how it is in Congress. They're matched with a chief of staff who has had experience so that they know how to get things done. And so when people talk about draining the swamp, the swamp lies in all of these people that we never see, that are nameless people that go behind the scene, who probably get a lot of kickbacks and a lot of fancy dinners to try to court them and to try to, get their favor. And that's who's really running things. And especially early on, a lot of people, like the AOCs or the Marjorie Taylor, they get a lot of attention because they're making a lot of noise. But you have to wonder who's behind them and what they see that they can exploit.
And who's contributing to their campaign, who is in support or knows the person that you're talking about, the chief of staff, let's say, or someone who's the legal aide. All of those people that have gone to school to become, major in government, and they don't run for office, they become the operators behind the scenes. So they could work for various political action groups. Same sort of thing. But in terms of this student debt relief, there have been people who have been hired by Walmart and Target and companies like that that are getting their tuition costs covered at certain colleges. So how is it decided? The companies themselves decide, and then there's that influence as well. You want to come to work for us? Then go to this school.
Actually, I don't know. I don't think it's school restrictive. It's based on your credits and your GPA. So once you complete them, like my husband, when he was in college, he worked for FedEx, which was the company that his dad worked for, and FedEx covered all of his school that while he worked for them for 2 years. So, and it doesn't matter where you go to school, you just have to submit that you have graduated and, you know, or that you've completed those credits, and then you get reimbursed.
Do you have to show them the bills from the school?
Yeah, sure.
Submit the bills and have them pay.
But it doesn't matter what school you go to. They're not saying, well, if you only go to Harvard, you know, like it's not, they don't care where you go as long as it's accredited and it's, you know, and you pass all of your classes.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder whether this would cover the distant learning schools like Phoenix,
sure.
The University of Phoenix.
Yeah, you're paying for it. You're getting credits. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why anybody would go to the University of Phoenix, frankly.
Some people can't really afford to do it in a different way.
Well, but there are better schools. That's my point. My point is that it's what you get out of it isn't really what you put into it.
But you know what, though? At the end of the day, really, who cares where you graduate from? If you get a bachelor's degree, no one talks about it after you get...
No.
You know what I mean?
Unless you're a member of a
really...
Unless you're a member of a really...
Ivy League.
Yeah, or like some like USC, who has a huge
right.
like alumni population. Yeah, mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay, maybe this is a good news as well. There are plenty of negative COVID stories today, but I'm looking at some data from my community, from the state in which I live, and the conclusion that I get after nosing around is that COVID has peaked here, and the number of new cases has started to go down. And not, I mean, when you consider in a community like this, there's one or two fewer cases than there were last week at this point. But that's, if you look back at the whole COVID picture, this is how it started to wane. And I think I said, and I think not based on what I felt, but by what I read from a lot of people that I sort of trust, that September would be the crest. So you get to the top or the apex, and then you start going down. And I offer this to you so that we can have some hope for the holidays, that we're not going to be restricted. A lot of people say, oh, my God, what's going to happen? We're going to have to shut everything down again. Well, the public isn't going to stand for everything being shut down again, A. And B, it looks like this thing may have reached its peak. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't have vaccines. And I think I said yesterday, I've decided I'm not going to just get a bump up, not just go get... third shot. I'm going to wait until they come out because they're supposedly working on the Delta and Lambda variant. So let's see what comes of that. In the meantime, I just thought that was fairly good news. There's other stuff going on here. Abbott Laboratory says the supply of COVID tests may be constrained as demand has grown to unprecedented levels. So do we all know people who have got these tests? Do you have?
Yeah, sure.
Go and buy them.
These are tests. Yeah, you can buy them online, or you can buy them at CVS, Walgreens, you know, wherever. Mm-hmm.
You take it home,
and then you mail it in, and then it's so instead of going to CVS or a pharmacy or your doctor's office and having them swab your nose, you do it at home yourself.
So you can't tell when you take it. You have to send it in order to get the result.
Correct.
And people who have to have
they
there
do
some
have,
people
well, that's the
that
mailing
are required
kind,
to get them
they,
every week, right?
Right, and that's why these Abbott tests are supplied in schools and all kinds of workplaces that need to be testing, you know, the employees all the time. But that's the mail-in kind. There is the rapid test as well, and depending on the brand. You know, this has kind of been a controversy from the beginning. Depending on the brand, you know, they're not that accurate. Some are more accurate than others.
Do we know what the brands are so the people who could have some advice from us in terms of what to get?
I'd have to look it up because I haven't taken the... I just go to CVS when I get my test.
You know,
so.
What I also thought was interesting, yesterday the Brits, or the European Union actually, said they didn't want Americans to come over there for non-essential travel. So if you look at the graphs, the number of people getting the number of cases per 100,000 in Spain, France, and England is way above what we have. So I wonder, you know, it's, they say we don't want the Americans to come over. Well, we had said before we don't want the Europeans to come over, right?
Yeah, we haven't lifted that. So,
no.
Yeah.
So maybe that's more political than not. Coming up in a moment, Doug's Dirt, 45 past the hour.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse.
That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, the Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com. Don't forget to flip the calendar over because it's the 1st of September. Victoria has requested that this not be called Doug's Dirt. Excuse me.
Because it's too much like soil
Doug's
talk.
Dish. Well, it could be the farm talk. Right, exactly. So here's the story of a newly married couple that's gone viral. They have decided to send bills to people who said they were going to show up at this wedding in Jamaica, but they didn't. So they posted a fake invoice for the cost of the two seats at the wedding. Would you do that? You wouldn't do that, Victoria, because you didn't invite anybody to your wedding.
23 people were there.
Really? How many did you invite?
24.
It would have been 25 if you had invited me.
Right.
So what happened to the 24th one?
My friend's husband had to be overseas on business, so he had to say no. But he did RSVP correctly.
Yeah.
So these are people who RSVP'd yes, and then were no-shows.
No-shows.
And you have to pay $120
a
person. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So that's,
send him a bill.
And then they didn't get sent a gift.
That's really bad.
Right?
Come on, cheap SOBs. It's the 10 before the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Now 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Time for Victoria Keelan to take a moment or two to bring you up to date on things that affect you, like those of us who have Microsoft. Are we going to care about the release of Windows 11? I don't know. Are they going to shut off Windows 10, Victoria?
No, not yet. So Microsoft has announced, and this has been a long-awaited announcement. We've been talking about this on and off since January. And so Microsoft has announced officially that Windows 11 will be released on October 5th. And so the new operating system will be available as a free upgrade for eligible Windows 10 PCs. So if you're already on Windows 10, you'll get this free upgrade. Or on new hardware, if you buy a new computer, it will ship with Windows 11 preloaded.
What's the point, though? What does this do for... Anyway, I always like Windows 8.
This is a total remake.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I mean Windows 11 is a redesign. There's a lot of new features that people are really buzzing about. New security updates, which is really the most important thing about updating your software, is the security, because that's what everybody, you know, really needs right now the most. So Windows 11 is going to be launching October 5th. Not all of the announced features will be available right away, but some of the other cool stuff, Microsoft is bringing Android apps to Windows 11 for the first time in partnership with Amazon and Intel. That feature is actually not going to be available on October 5th. They're working on that still. That's going to roll out later. Microsoft clarified its minimum system requirements for Windows 11 last week. There was a ton of confusion with people who have older operating systems, older computers. So there is a workaround if your computer is too old for Windows 11, you can install it individually on any hardware on your own. However, if you do use the workaround, your PC is not going to be supported by Microsoft. So it's a big risk. So you're better off to just, if your computer is that old that it can't be supported by Windows 11, it's time to invest in a new one. Lots of payment plans out there. Go to Best Buy, you know, no interest payments for a couple of years. That's the safest thing to do if it's anything more than just like a casual computer in your house. And so they, you know, unfortunately, when you do a side, like, you know, like a side load kind of this, of any software, really, you don't get any of the Windows updates. You're not going to get the security patches. It's a really big deal, and it's not a smart move unless you really know what you're doing, which most people don't. So if your PC isn't fully compatible with Windows 11, Microsoft said that they will still support Windows 10 for another few years. So you do have some time if you're only on Windows 10.
And hopefully if you go to Best Buy, you get people to help you that are a lot better than the ones I had the experience with in the last week or so. Speaking of Best Buy, something else going on there. We'll talk about that after this.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, or fallen arches? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy, G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically shown to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Oliveview UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the free orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering. Save $20 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio, code radio. You have nothing to lose but your pain.
All right, so what's going on at Best Buy if you can find somebody decent and reasonable to work with? What can we be buying now at Best Buy?
Everyone avoid whatever Best Buy is near Doug, because that's all I hear, like nightmare stories about it.
Yeah.
So Best Buy is selling e-bikes and scooters and mopeds, and this is going to be both in-store and online. This is a whole new category that Best Buy is getting into. Customers interested in buying something immediately can go to BestBuy.com and browse the company's selection. But starting October 10th, starting in October, 10 different Best Buy stores in 9 locations around the country are going to start carrying e-bikes and scooters in stock, so you'll be able to go into the store and see them. And this is a major move by Best Buy, because bike shops across the country experienced record sales in the months, you know, that followed the lockdown.
That's great.
And so, but the problem, though, is that because of the supply chain issues that, you know, a lot of industries faced, people who bought an e-bike were waiting 4 to 5 months for the delivery. And so that could be the case, but we'll see. And then also Best Buy is going to offer at-home assembly and fine-tuning for the e-bikes through the Geek Squad, and you'll get mobile services for $99.
All right, that's the story, the update from Best Buy. Again, look for somebody who actually, I don't see many women working at Best Buy. Maybe that's the problem. 59 pounds.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.